Much like it takes skill to ignite a campfire at a campsite, in order to ignite growth and success in our organization, leadership is key. This afternoon, we are fortunate to hear from one of our national leaders. He started to fuel his passion for agriculture and agricultural education as a Missouri FFA member and state FFA president. He continued to fuel his passion for agricultural education, becoming an agriculture teacher and FFA advisor before eventually becoming a Missouri state staff member. His burning desire for student success led him to eventually become the National FFA Executive Secretary before assuming his current role as the National FFA Advisor. He constantly works to ensure that our programs are allowing opportunities for students to fuel passion, spark action, and ignite FFA. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in welcoming to the convention stage our National FFA Advisor, Dr. Steve Brown.
FFA members, in the spirit of Duck Dynasty, I want to hear those Duck Dynasty words. Happy, happy, happy. Now join me and help me, okay? Can you hear ya?
Happy, happy, happy.
You can do better than that. I know you can. I've heard you before. Now let's hear it again. I brought my little hooter right here, my little hooter, and I know you can do better than that. So here we go. One, two, three.
Happy, happy, happy.
Now, you know, my mother said we shouldn't wear hats in the house. And my dad said we should be clean shaven at the table. And all of you know that you do what mama says. The Duck Dynasty phenomena has been energizing the country, just as FFA has been energized across this nation. But I have to ask myself, why is Duck Dynasty so popular? The Duck Dynasty's success is focused on three core values: faith, family, and duck calls. Phil Robertson and his family have had some challenging times, but they persevered through the ups and downs. Phil Robertson experienced his vision, his dream, and his unshakable dedication to become successful. FFA, we must learn from Phil Robertson's success and focus on three core values: faith, family, and agriculture, FFA. I have had the opportunity this past year to see faith, family, and agriculture be ignited across this country, to see the vision, the passion, and the legacy that is being built from the grassroots by FFA members. For example, while attending the Oregon FFA convention, I was able to see firsthand what a dedicated state FFA alumni can do. I had the privilege to be the only one not in blue corduroy amongst the hundreds standing on the Oregon State University field spelling FFA to show their passion. In Florida, for National FFA Week, I had the opportunity to experience middle school FFA members working together, building confidence in themselves, I was even roped in to being a guinea pig as a part of their development activities. At the Nebraska FFA convention, I met with a group of FFA members that had an unshakable desire to become ag teachers. And I also had the opportunity to meet the University of Nebraska mascot, Little Red. At the Wyoming FFA convention, Wyoming FFA didn't let a foot of snow, a below zero wind chill, no hot water in the hotel, the closing of the interstate because of a blizzard deter their enthusiasm for FFA and agriculture. Finally, and while attending the New York State Agriculture Teacher Conference this summer, I was able to see firsthand how cutting-edge technology was being implemented into the classroom. But I'm not sure if they were trying to send me a message or just use a little psyology on me when they held the conference at the site of the Biggest Loser Niagara Resort and Retreat Center. But all these experiences have taught me three core principles. Believe in the vision, ignite the passion, build the legacy. Now I'm going to have you bring the house lights up, and I want you to help me for just a minute. So if you can, I want you to help me just a minute. Everybody on this side of the auditorium, from this side up, your word is vision. Those of you on the floor here, all the way, I'll just say it on the floor, your word is passion. And over here on the far right and all the way up to the ceiling, your word is legacy. And I want you to help me when I use the little hooter, when I point to you, I want you to give me your word in your best Duck Dynasty loud voice that you can. Believe in the
vision.
Ignite the
passion.
Build the
legacy.
You can do better. Believe in the
vision.
Ignite the
passion.
Build the
legacy.
Great job. Phil Robertson had a vision. Phil Robertson had a passion. Phil Robertson built the Duck Dynasty legacy. In FFA, each member must become the FFA commander and build their own FFA dynasty. But we cannot build the vision. We cannot build the FFA passion, the FFA legacy, without some special people in the auditorium today. Every Sunday morning, I'm reminded you're not here by accident. As FFA members, you're not here today in Louisville, Kentucky, by accident. You're here because of the person, of a special person that helped get you here, your FFA advisor. Let's have all those advisors stand, and FFA members, give them a Duck Dynasty thank you for their... FFA advisors, thank you for igniting the passion in FFA members. I ask permission to share a letter from a colleague from North Carolina State University, Dr. Marshall Stewart. Sadly, Marshall's ag teacher passed away in September, but I ask if I could share this letter that describes the vision, the passion, and the legacy that that agriculture teacher and FFA advisor provided. And I'd like to share that letter with you. It reads as Marshall Stewart, from Marshall Stewart, September 10th, 2013. I stopped to reflect today as I learned of the loss of one of the great mentors in my life, Mr. Adolph Warren. I first met Mr. Warren when I was 14 years old. He was my agriculture teacher. And as it turned out, so much more. It was Mr. Warren who saw something in me that I could not see. Possibilities. It was Mr. Warren who expected more of me than I could believe possible. Mr. Warren taught me the importance of finding what you're passionate about and being the best at it. Purpose. It was Mr. Warren who taught me to enjoy life, to celebrate. Yes, he was an agriculture teacher, and while he instilled in me a love for agriculture, that was just the beginning. I was truly blessed to have Mr. Warren intersect with my life during my freshman year at Midway High School. When I look back over my career, it was Adolph Warren who took a shy freshman and made him believe he could do anything he set his mind to. Mr. Warren never wavered in his belief in me. And for that reason, I chose a career path that led me to work in the areas of youth, education, and agriculture. Just as he saw something in me, I hope each of us will go find others that we can invest in and help them become all that they can be. Let us never forget those individuals that gave us our first break by giving others their first break. Mr. Warren, thanks for seeing the possibilities, achievements, and purpose in me. I celebrate to life today a life well lived in service to others. This morning, as I learned of his passing on my way to work at North Carolina State, I parked behind Patterson Hall and wept at his passing. I could not help but think about how none of my career would have been possible had he not believed in that 14-year-old boy in freshman agriculture class. Mr. Warren, I truly could not have done it without you. I think there's many FFA members that someday could write that same letter. I've had the opportunity throughout my career to walk among giants, the giants of FFA members, the giants who have had the vision and the passion to help FFA members build a legacy of success. Just like the perfect duck call that helped pave the road for Phil Robertson and Duck Dynasty, FFA is paving the way for your journey to success. It represents the golden key of opportunity. And I want you to take just a moment and listen to the words of this song.
There comes a time in everybody's life when your destiny is born. There's no doubt what you're all about is there without a warning. And when it comes, you gotta take it and believe you're gonna make it through. There's not a challenge you can't face. There's not a rainbow you can't chase. Dream big, reach high. Don't ever be afraid. Just spread your wings and fly. With a heart full of faith, a whole lot of luck, and some love to see through. Dream big, and it just might come true.
FFA members, great moments are for great opportunity. The 86th National FFA Convention is one of those great moments. Just like Phil Robertson, we must dream big. We must believe in the FFA vision. We must ignite the FFA passion. We must build the FFA legacy. Let's have a great 86th National FFA Convention.